third and goal for the Rebels at the one. And I got to tell you, Freeman fans, you should feel confident at this particular moment. Cousins and the offensive line, they've found ways to win the war on the line of scrimmage play after play. Even in the first two drives, it didn't work. Cousins was getting some decent yards, starting to get traction in for the injured Gerstenmeyer. Here we go, third and goal. Farkas under center. Hand off Cousins. He's caught behind the line of scrimmage, but he falls forward and gets in. Touchdown, Douglas Freeman. The far side official says he breaks the plane. Tanner Ramey and Tanner Bazemore both flew in trying to catch him, but it did not work. And Cousins with a one-yard touchdown run for the equalizer. And now it's an extra point away from being tied. More Christian Cousins. Hand off left side. Got nice running room across midfield down to the 46. And a nice 7-yard gain for Christian Cousins, who has spelled the injured Jack Gerstenmeyer just fine, thank you. 49 yards and the touchdown run a few moments ago for the Freeman score.
We bid you greetings, and we thank you for joining us for this edition of Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RBA Sports Network. Rob Witham along with you, back after a couple of week absence, and happy to be back with you on the podcast. But before we begin talking about things that have happened and are going to happen in sports and talk about top tens and all of that, we have to put life in perspective. And on behalf of myself and everyone at the RBA Sports Network, our deepest condolences to the family of Christian Cousins. We were blessed to watch him in perhaps his finest high school football performance. The date was November 22nd, 2013, when Freeman came to Atlee in the second round of the 5A South Regional Playoffs. And Christian was asked to do a lot that night because of the injury that you heard referred to just a moment ago in our coverage on the Game of the Week in 2013. Jack Gerstenmeyer, who now, of course, plays baseball at the University of Virginia, and Christian had a great night that night, rushed for over 80 yards on 25 carries, had the lone touchdown for Freeman, and even though the team was eliminated by Atlee 24-10, Christian certainly came up big on a night where they were down more than just Gerstenmeyer. In terms of their running game, he put on a fantastic performance, and he went on to commit and go to Randolph-Macon College. And, you know, we know Randolph-Macon College very well and have worked with and become friends and colleagues with head coach Pedro Arruza there. And he only looks for quality young men for that program. And I know Christian has been fighting hard for nearly a year. I want to give kudos to Eric Kalinich over at the Times-Dispatch for a great article that was posted online on Saturday afternoon. He had a chance to talk to his football coach at Freeman, Mike Henderson. It had been nearly a year-long battle with a form of bone cancer. It was a cancer that left him paralyzed from the waist down. But the Rebels, Freeman Nation, certainly never forgot about Christian. The lacrosse team held a benefit game in his honor just a couple of weeks ago. And Eric reports they raised over $4,000 for the Sarcoma Alliance for Research through collaboration, which is just a fantastic job there by everyone at Douglas Freeman and through the lacrosse program as well. We will pass along the funeral arrangements as they become public at Henrico Sports on Twitter. But our deepest condolences to the family, to the friends, to the teammates, both high school and college, and friends, many friends of Christian Cousins, who passed away on Friday after a nearly year-long bout with cancer. And we thought it appropriate to go back into our archives, and I'm glad we were able to find that, to highlight a couple of great moments for Christian during that 2013 playoff game when he was a senior at Douglas Freeman, not just a fullback for the football team, but lacrosse. He also participated in track and was a 2014 graduate. Hard to talk about situations like that. It's just, you know, it's just not fair. And I know many of you who are listening right now have lost a friend or a loved one to cancer. I lost my mother to cancer just 64 back in 2002. And many people say it on Twitter, and they're absolutely right. Cancer sucks, and we got to find a way to get rid of it once and for all. So we move on here on this edition of Central Region Now. But we do it with heavy hearts, and we do it with great appreciation, though, that we were able to find that coverage of Christian back in the 2013 postseason. Hope you have gotten some rest and relaxation on your spring break. Some of your high school colleagues were spending a lot of time on the baseball field this past week, some in the area, some way out of town. We had multiple teams go out of town, some out of state, to play some spring break baseball. And we get set to get back into action, and it's going to be a 6-plus-week stretch, pretty long stretch now for baseball, softball, lacrosse, soccer. Outdoor track tournaments will get underway this week. Some teams have already been in competition. Lee Davis was down in Florida over spring break, but lots of action coming up there. Tennis returning as well. With spring break and Easter falling so early this year, it's going to be kind of a marathon rather than a second-half sprint to the finish. Some teams in the regular season of some sports have only played 2 or 3 games, while others have played 6 or 7 games. And private schools, some of the teams have played even more than that. So it's going to be very interesting to watch the spring sports here over the next several weeks. And we'll get to our first top 10 polls for baseball and softball coming up here on this podcast in just a couple of minutes. A couple of news items we want to touch upon, and then we'll talk briefly about some of the results of spring break baseball from this past week. First of all, a shout out of congratulations to everyone involved in getting the 804 Invitational up, running, and very successful last Friday, March the 25th, over at Glen Allen High School. Best seniors in Henrico County, and what I understand, fantastic crowd. Money's raised for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Metro Richmond. And not a bad dunk by Robbie Osborne. I know Robbie tried to do that dunk down at the 804 All-Star Game, where we were blessed to be asked to be a judge of that slam dunk contest down at Richard Bland a couple of weeks ago. But apparently he was able to fly it off of the gym wall and slam it home, and was pretty impressive and got the win there in that. And congratulations to him. But most of all, congratulations to everybody who organized that event. And I'm sorry I was not able to be there that night. Of all nights, that particular night, March 25th, I got to enjoy my Christmas present. my Christmas present this past year was a ticket to go enjoy my favorite band in concert. And for those of you who were in high school listening, you're going to go, who? And for those of you who are parents of high schoolers, you'll go, oh, and maybe even you were with me that night down at the Altria Theater enjoying the Moody Blues, my 7th journey in live concert with those guys. And they're just unbelievably phenomenal live. Just whenever they're in town or close, I got to go see them. I'm characterized by the fact that I've seen them 7 times. So, you know, that was done Christmas Day. So, and I apologize, we weren't able to get to the 804 Invitational. But so glad that it went well, and would love to see that become an annual event. Couple of other news items of note. We are glad, very glad, that the Will Wade watch was quick, short, and to the point. VCU did exactly what it needed to do, extending coach's contract, getting him locked up. Now, that doesn't mean we're not going to have another Wade watch next April. We all know how, for several years, former coach Shaka Smart would get an extension or get a raise or whatever, and then certainly, you know, the next March, Shaka Watch became anew. Number one, because of his success. Number two, because he was just a hot name, and every year, several big programs make changes. And you think of all the schools that Smart was connected to over those years, from UCLA to Marquette to North Carolina State. Still surprised me a little bit that in the end he would leave for what is traditionally and still is a football institution in Texas. basketball, he could win back-to-back national championships at Texas, and it would still be football first down in Austin. It's just the way it is. But if that was the decision that made him happy for his career and his family and whatnot, all power to him. But so glad that Coach Wade, that situation was taken care of quickly. I would love to see him stay around for a long time and continue building off a strong first season with the VCU Rams. Got a couple of big things coming up in the area as spring has sprung. Therefore, the Kickers get started. Kickers' next home match at City Stadium is Saturday the 9th, which is a week from today as we record this podcast. The Rochester Rhinos will come in for action. One of two home matches for the Kickers in April. If you don't get there next Saturday afternoon at 5, you'll have to wait 3 weeks for Toronto FC 2 to come in on April 30th. And that also is a 5 p.m. start. And then the Kickers get three USL home matches in May, a couple in June. And, of course, as you know, they'll add some matches that are kind of outside the USL, I'm suspecting, as the schedule and the season wears on. And the Flying Squirrels are now a week and change away from their first night of action. It's going to be on the 14th of April, if you had not heard already. Pro Football Hall of Famer Jerome Bettis began his career as an L.A. Ram and, of course, best known for his work with the Pittsburgh Steelers and helping them win Super Bowl 40 10 years ago and then retiring there where it was played in his hometown of Detroit, Michigan. The bus is coming to Richmond, and he will throw out the first pitch on opening night, scheduled to be there a week from Thursday on the 14th of April. So soccer fans, baseball fans, it's almost time here local. It is time for soccer locally, and it's almost time locally for baseball. Mark Davis, earlier on Saturday on Twitter, and when he did it, we retweeted his tweets over at the RVA Sportsnet, was able to give us the projected lineup for the Squirrels come opening day. Several returning players, lots of familiar faces on the pitching staff. Jose Casillas back, Kyle Crick, Chase Johnson is back, Adalberto Mejia is back, Tyler Rogers, Pedro Rodriguez, Tyler Beatty, all are back. In position player-wise, you've got Hunter Cole, Tyler Horan, and Austin Slater, who have spent time in the outfield at the Diamond, coming back. Rando Moreno, Ricky Oropesa, Miles Schroeder, they are all back in the infield. And Jeff Arnold returns. Catcher Matt Wynn will be catching as well. But a name of note that has not been at the Diamond yet, and that is Christian Arroyo. He's a shortstop, and he is ranked as the top prospect in the San Francisco organization, according to Baseball America. He will be in there as well, in the infield, in the mix at short. The question is going to be interesting as to, if he starts, how long he'll be there, that sort of thing. And a local connection, congratulations, Matt Wynn, catcher. He makes the roster. He played college baseball at VMI. He played high school baseball at J.R. Tucker. So that's a good story to be able to see somebody who got to play and grow up here in the area. Going to play at the Diamond for the Flying Squirrels coming up here in the 2016 season. So we'll be keeping you posted on Kickers and Flying Squirrels results at the RBA Sportsnet on Twitter. Remember, our Twitter network, we'll explain it again real quick if you're new to us, new to the RBA Sports Network. We grew organically out of coverage of sports in suburban Richmond. Our coverage began back in 2012 on Twitter, May of 2012, with Hanover Sports, because we had previous connections in two ways, through radio and through newspaper covering Hanover County schools. The success of it caused a year later for us to expand to Henrico County with Henrico Sports in May of 2013. And then we expanded into Chesterfield to start the 2013-14 school year with Chesterfield Sports. And then in October of 2014, we rebranded our parent company name, HCS Media Network, with our day-to-day operations to be called the RVA Sports Network to better reflect what we were doing, not just in high school, but in sports all across the RVA. So if you want to follow Richmond City Schools, schools in the Tri-Cities and surrounding counties in the high school realm, you follow the RVA Sportsnet. If you want to follow college sports, VCU, Richmond, Virginia Union, their ladies basketball team here with that run into the NCAA tournament all the way to the round of eight. Throughout the area, you follow us there on the RVA Sportsnet, NASCAR news, Redskins and NFL news, with the Redskins, of course, back in town come July, and the Kickers and the Flying Squirrels and more. You follow us if you want to get all the sports news across the RVA. It's the RVA Sportsnet on Twitter. And we have a lot of people who follow the RVA Sportsnet. We have a lot of people who follow one of the suburban feeds and the RVA Sportsnet so that they can get their local information, and then they can keep up with sports across the metro area. So that's how it works. Our four Twitter feeds at Hanover Sports, at Henrico Sports, at Chesterfield Sports, for hyper-local coverage within those counties. And for coverage of sports across the metro area, it is at the RVA Sportsnet. All right, we got a couple of congratulations to send out, which we'll do in a moment, and also look ahead at our schedule this week in terms of coverage. But right now, it is time to reveal for the first time the 2016 inaugural RVA Sports Network Top 10 Baseball and Softball polls. Now, we will have Super 6 polls for boys and girls soccer and boys and girls lacrosse, and they will debut next week on the podcast. We're going to give those sports one extra week to get results in. And so we'll have 7 weeks of top 10 polls for baseball and softball. We'll have 6 weeks of Super 6 polls for boys and girls soccer and boys and girls lacrosse. Let's start with the ladies first, as is, you know, proper. And let's look at our top 10, first top 10 of the year in softball. We've had a chance to see most of these teams in action already, some of them twice, and we've got several of them coming up on our broadcast schedule as we get set for softball week, the week of April the 11th. We'll get more into that shortly. Here is our first softball top 10 of the year. At number 10, they lost a lot to graduation, but they've gotten off to a decent start this season. We saw them at Prince George a couple of Fridays ago where they struggled and lost 7-0 to a very good Prince George team, a very impressive Royals squad, which we'll hear about later in the top 10. But it's still looking to make noise in Conference 3. Now there in 6A, along with another team in our top 10 we'll mention in a moment. And, of course, we're talking about the Lancers of Manchester. They're always competitive in softball, and they take the number 10 spot in our inaugural poll. Next at number 9, the Wildcats of Deep Run, who have had a rugged schedule to start the year. They started, their second game was a trip to Lee Davis, and then the following week they had Hanover come in, and they fell both times. But they've had some good wins in between there, and the Wildcats in at number 9. At number 8 in our first softball poll, their rivals in the West End and in Conference 11 and in the Colonial District, the Eagles of Mills Godwin. They did fall in their opener to Hanover 6-2. And Godwin's got some big games coming up here in the next couple of weeks, and they rank at number 8. At number 7, a state semifinalist from last season and a team that is relying on some youth right now because of loss and graduation, especially in the circle. And there's another Mitchell in town in Ashland. Longtime followers of Patrick Henry softball will remember Emma Mitchell, who pitched him all the way to the state championship game in 2012 as a senior when her younger sister Paige was a freshman starting shortstop. And of course, Paige went on to have an illustrious career at Patrick Henry, and now is a freshman playing at number 7, James Madison University. James Madison is in the top 10 in softball in Division I. You think about that, all the power of the SEC, and if you don't follow college softball, it's kind of to an extent a little bit like football is. The SEC is where it's at, but there are a lot of good teams throughout the other conferences. Pac-12 has some strong teams. Big 12 does. And then there's JMU in the CAA, number 7 in the country. And they have two Patriots on their team, Ashley Samuels, 2014 grad, Paige Mitchell, 2015 grad. And, of course, next year, Rain Wilson from Atlee will join the James Madison Dukes. So there, it's kind of I didn't even realize this until it just hit me. James Madison, 7th in the country in Division I softball, and Paige Mitchell's alma mater, Patrick Henry is number 7 in our inaugural top 10. And we mentioned Paige because of her younger sister, Charlotte Mitchell, who is now in the circle as a freshman for head coach Walter Pettis in his first year after being an assistant for several years under both Coach Shelby Foltz and before that Coach Matt Crowder. And of course, you know, Coach Pettis had an incredible career over at Mills Godwin. So Patrick Henry at number 7. At number 6, it is the Jaguars of Glen Allen. Their lone loss this season was at home last week, just before spring break started, to another team in our top 10 in Lee Davis, and we'll get to them momentarily. Glen Allen, lots of returning players. Julia Fritz looking stronger than ever in the circle, and the Jaguars moving up into Conference 11. That Conference 11 is going to be really interesting this year. Three teams from Conference 11 make that four teams from Conference 11 in our top 10. And, of course, only two of them can advance to the 5A South Regional. So you think about it. Glen Allen in the mix, Mills Godwin, Deep Run, and another team we haven't talked about yet, and that's Lee Davis. So back half of the top 10 for softball, Manchester at 10, Deep Run at 9, Godwin at 8, PH at 7, Glen Allen at 6, and now the top 5. We begin with the Hawks of Hanover. They are undefeated, and they are ranked number 5. They've got a big matchup coming up on Friday night against number 7, Patrick Henry. It will be the first of 6 consecutive Friday nights where all 4 Hanover County schools, not just in softball but other sports too, will face each other, 2 at one place and 2 at the other. And we're happy to say that our Taylor Luck, our reporter Taylor Luck here at RBA Sports Network, is back with us for the rest of the regular season. And I'm going to be at one showdown on one Friday night, and he's going to be at the other. So we're going to have you covered on Hanover Sports on Twitter every Friday night, Lord willing and if the creek don't rise, for the next 6 weeks. Hawks looking good. Mackenzie Wyatt full-time in the circle, and they have veteran offense led by Kalen Shepard at first base. Hawks looked really impressive going to Deep Run and shutting them out 8-0 about 10 days ago. And Hanover is at number 5. At number 4, we mentioned them earlier with the win over Manchester at home. Also looking very impressive, the Royals of Prince George. They continue to improve off their very strong start, and the Royals are going to be heard from, I believe, in Conference 12 and in 5A South. So Prince George at number 4. At number 3, the top-ranked 6A school in our top 10. Now it's 6A, I should say, because they were in 5A last year, just like Manchester, and they both move up. The undefeated Cavaliers of Clover Hill. It's one of the few teams we haven't seen yet, but that we're going to change that next week during softball week, and we'll talk about our broadcast schedule coming up in a moment. But number 3, the Cavaliers, the unbeaten Cavaliers of Clover Hill. And then it is Hanover County in the top 2 spots. You believe it, 4 schools in Hanover County, and they're all in the top 7 in our inaugural poll. PH at 7, Hanover at 5. At number 2, the Lee Davis Confederates. They went down over spring break Thursday to Kellam High School in Virginia Beach and got a 13-1 win as Kylie Stonebreaker continues to impress. She struck out 14 in her opener win against Deep Run. She struck out 12 in the win over Glen Allen a week ago Thursday night just before spring break. And Stonebreaker going to be going to the University of New Haven in Connecticut next year. I tell you, Lee Davis has a veteran talent all around her. They can score. They can get some offense going. They've got people off the bench who can come in and play well as well. They've got speed off the bench, too. They're going to be really, really, really good this season, and that's an understatement. So Lee Davis at 2. And at number 1 in our first RBA Sports Network Top 10 softball poll, the defending 5A state champions, the Raiders of Atlee, who lost only one starter in Anna Marie Worley, their second baseman, to graduation. Everybody else is back. When they hosted new Conference 16 rival Albemarle a couple of weeks ago, it'll be 2 weeks ago this Monday, Albemarle played it really close first few innings, and I thought to myself by the time the game was over, that's the closest 8-0 softball game I've ever seen. If you only saw the final score, you would think Atlee just kind of waltzed. But Albemarle is very strong, top half of their batting order. They struggle in the bottom half, and that's where Peyton St. George really took control that night. But I tell you, Atlee, PH, Albemarle over Conference 16, Orange as well. That's going to be a great conference tournament come end of May. And remember, Atlee over there now in that north region. So Atlee and Lee Davis can't see each other in the postseason unless they both make it to the state semis like Atlee and Patrick Henry did last year over at Robinson Secondary School in Fairfax. So 5A is going to be just crazy this year. Atlee, Lee Davis, Patrick Henry, Atlee and Patrick Henry over on the north, Lee Davis, Prince George, Deep Run, Glen Allen, Mills Godwin. It's stacked. Going to be a lot of fun. But the Atlee Raiders with eight starters, including St. George in the circle, Rain Wilson, who we mentioned a moment ago, behind the plate, Casey Barrett back at shortstop, the fastest softball player for my money in the entire area, and Kelly Warren back this season as well, and just tons of others. Taylor Sandiford at third, who'll be going to Randolph-Macon next year. Atlee is absolutely loaded and have not missed a beat so far under brand new coach Tom McIntyre. So your first RVA Sports Network softball top 10, Atlee at number 1, Lee Davis at 2, Clover Hill at 3, Prince George 4, Hanover at 5, 6 through 10 are Glen Allen, Patrick Henry, Mills Godwin, Deep Run, and Manchester. Now, let's get to baseball. Our first top 10 poll for baseball in 2016. At number 10, the one private school in our countdown, Benedictine came close. But it was Trinity Episcopal who nails the number 10 spot. They got a nice win on Friday. They've only had one loss on the season, and the Titans debut in our first poll at number 10. Just above them at number 9, the Wildcats of Deep Run, who lost quite a bit to graduation. They've had an injury issue early this season. I suspect they get things set and in order. They may rise in this top 10, and they may rise quickly. They had to play Hanover and Lee Davis within a 5-day stretch at home, and they lost both of those games. But there'll be plenty left to be heard from the Wildcats. They begin at number 9. Just ahead of them at 8, 6A stalwarts, the Cosby Titans, who got off to a very good start this season. And they struggled over spring break this past week up in Northern Virginia. But they'll hope to right the ship when they go to James River on Tuesday night. It's going to be a chilly night over at James River High School, but we'll be there for the game of the week. Cannot wait to get back live on the air, as, of course, we were off this past week for spring break. But we're back with the game of the week, Cosby, James River, Tuesday night at 6 here on the RVA Sports Network. And Cosby will be ranked. James River will not be ranked, and that's unusual. I believe the last 2 years we've done that game live here on RVA Sports Network, both teams at the time were in our top 10 poll. At number 7 from 3A, had a tough loss to Metoka. They bounce back. They get a nice doubleheader sweep this past week over Park View. It is Noah Murdoch and the Colonials of Colonial Heights at number 7. Just above them at number 6, Prince George, the Royals, off to a strong start this season. Now they're going to have to overcome the injury bug. You may have read about it or heard about it. The injury to Jackson Rivera in the game over Ocean Lakes. We wish him Godspeed and quick recovery, and hopefully at some point he'll be back this in the season, but just took a baseball. That's one of the things about the sport. When you're at pitcher, you can take one to the head or to the face very quickly on a comebacker, and that's exactly what happened to Jackson. We're hoping he'll be back with the Royals very soon. First thing, get well, and then number 2, get back on the field. Prince George at number 6. Just above them at number 5, maybe one of the surprise teams in the area so far this year. They had a tough loss Wednesday when they had a doubleheader. There were 3 teams over at Metoka High School, Woodside, Atlee, and Metoka. Metoka shut out Atlee, mowed them down 7-0, and then had a tight one with Woodside and fell 2-1. So they're only 2-1 on the season, but they got a big win over Colonial Heights, a win over Atlee, who's also just outside our top 10. Metoka debuts at number 5. At number 4, the Eagles of Mills Godwin, who will be looking to challenge a newcomer in Conference 11, and also having to deal with the likes of Deep Run, who we mentioned at number 9, and a Lee Davis team that we'll mention in a moment. Conference 11 baseball jam-packed again this season. The Eagles also struggled a bit over spring break with a good win during their Thursday-Friday games out of town. But they had a big lead on Cox Friday, and they let it slip away. So they got to kind of just erase that one from the memory tapes and get ready to move on when they get back to local action this coming week. Mills Godwin at number four. Just ahead of them at number three, the defending 4A state champions, now in 5A and in Conference 11, the Glen Allen Jaguars, whose lone loss so far this year was at home to Lee Davis a week ago Thursday night. They were down 6-2, cut it to 6-4 in the bottom of the seventh, and had the winning run at the plate, and they were not able to get it done. And Lee Davis got a huge win that night at Glen Allen. Those two will be certainly fighting along with Deep Run and Mills Godwin for supremacy in Conference 11. Jaguars, of course, on the game of the week 2 weeks ago with a big win at Douglas Freeman. And Glen Allen at number three. At number two, the aforementioned Confederates of Lee Davis under new first-year head coach Tyler Johnson, former assistant to longtime head coach Kenny Lewis. They've got Sorokowski on the hill. They've got Brian on the hill. And they've got Matthew Holler. Now, if Lee Davis has three strong starters, Matthew Holler can really develop into that third starter. He had a great performance against Deep Run the other night. That's going to make Lee Davis that much tougher. And getting that win at Glen Allen and then going Monday night, playing in the Deep Run spring break tourney, drawing the host team in the primetime game first day on Monday, and they get the win. They hung with the top team down in Hampton Roads and Grassfield, a 6A school, on Tuesday night until some defensive lapses and a couple of issues from the pitching. And they lost to Grassfield 7-1. And then they got nipped the next day by Monacan 3-2. Monacan just outside of our top 10 poll, too. But Lee Davis, a strong start, and it's going to be very interesting to see how they develop. They got a big game Friday going to Atlee. We will be there for that one. Can't wait as the Raiders look to try to play themselves into our top 10. Lee Davis at number two and the first number one team in baseball for this season. They stumbled in their first game at the Forest Acres Classic down in South Carolina this week, but then they turned around and they had two games on Thursday, and they won them both in shutout fashion in less than seven-inning form. They got a 10-0 win in the late morning, early afternoon, turned around in a game pushed up from Friday morning due to the weather, and they get a 12-0 win then. And the Hanover Hawks get two wins, one loss, and moved to 5-1 on the season coming back from South Carolina. They've got Monacan coming in this week at home for a Conference 20 battle. That'll be a great test for Monacan. If the Chiefs can go on the road and beat Hanover, our first number one team, then I suspect that would vault the Chiefs into our top 10. And then Hanover turns around from there, and they look ahead to future battles against Lee Davis and against Atlee and against some other great quality competition. And they have a benefit game against Benedictine coming up, and I think that game is going to be interesting as well. Hanover's just so much pitching. Oh, my gosh. Between Dragom and Gray and Hayden Moore, and the list goes on and on. But not only that, Hanover, a couple of years ago, when they won their first state championship back in 2013, they were a lot like the late 70s, early 80s Orioles teams of Earl Weaver. You know, good pitching and three-run homers. Last year, Hanover had to manufacture their offense, and they had a great season. The only team that they just couldn't get over the hump with was Glen Allen. But this year, Glen Allen up to 5A, Hanover the clear favorite in 4A Conference 20 to return to the regional and then maybe return to the States again. It would be their fourth consecutive trip if they do so. Kamen Richardson, oh man, did he grow over the summer. He just looks like a totally different player at shortstop. John Gregory in the mix pitching, also at first base. Camden Grimes is in there. You name it, Hanover's got it. And even though they had the one loss in South Carolina in a game that they were winning and then the pitching kind of fell apart, they are the first number one team in our baseball poll. So, top 10 baseball. Hanover first, Lee Davis second, Glen Allen third, Monacan fourth, Matoaka fifth, and then the bottom five, 6 Prince George, 7 Colonial Heights, 8 Cosby, 9 Deep Run, and 10 Trinity Episcopal. We mentioned teams like Monacan. We mentioned teams like Benedictine, James River. I think you can throw Patrick Henry into the mix, Atlee, as teams right there. There's 5 teams just off the top of my head that could close in on a top 10 spot, and all will have opportunities to do so. Patrick Henry has got Deep Run coming in on Wednesday evening, and we're going to be there for that game. We're scheduled to be there for that. So some big contests coming up here in the next week to 10 days as everybody gets back into action. It's, again, going to be a fast and furious marathon, if I can juxtapose those two terms together, of about six straight weeks of baseball, Lord willing and weather permitting. We don't get a whole lot of rainouts and reschedules until we get to the conference tournaments in the latter part of May. State championships are scheduled for the weekend of June 8 to 11. Again, June 8 to 11, and they're in the same places as they have been in the past. 1A and 2A schools will be down at Radford. 3A and 4A schools, they will play at Liberty University. 5A and 6A schools, we go back to Robinson Secondary School up in Fairfax. Yeah, I know. Unfortunately, the porta-potty location. You would think the largest schools, come spring Jubilee time, would get to play for a state championship where there's indoor plumbing available for the fields. You know, obviously, they have it in the school, but the school is a pretty good walk, especially from like the softball and the baseball fields. And, of course, for security purposes, they can't let people roam in the buildings. So it's just kind of a shame that they do a great job at Robinson. Don't get me wrong. Just wish it was a better, more adequate facility all around. Nice fields, but the porta potties are a turnoff. And I think you talk to anybody who's been up there the last couple of years, be it a player, a coach, a media person, a parent, a fan, they would tell you the same thing. But it is what it is, and I'm sure we're going to have several teams up in Fairfax. We'll have some teams definitely in Lynchburg. And around the area, there could be a few teams that make their way to Radford from some of the outlying schools in 2A. And 1A as well. We will post the first top 10 baseball and softball polls at rbasportsnetwork.com. That's at rbasportsnetwork.com. All right, before we wrap up, let's give you the rundown where we're going to be this week here with the RBA Sports Network. On Monday evening, we're going to be at Hermitage High School, and we're going to take in Meadowbrook Hermitage. It's great. First night coming out of spring break, there's not a lot of action going on in baseball, softball, soccer, lacrosse. There's quite a bit of tennis going on in the afternoon. But that evening, one of the few matchups in baseball and softball is Meadowbrook Hermitage. So we'll get a chance to go see some teams that maybe we normally wouldn't get a chance to see. We try to get to as many schools, as many teams as we humanly possibly can during the season. So we're really excited about checking out the Monarchs and the Panthers, baseball and softball, on Monday. So follow us on Twitter at Chesterfield Sports and at Henrico Sports for that. Tuesday night is our game of the week. We'll be live at James River High School when the Cosby Titans come in for Conference 3 in Dominion District action. So glad to be back with that big baseball rivalry. Really looking forward to it. It's always a good game. It's always a close game and always a great atmosphere. Join us live at 6 o'clock on Tuesday night at youtube.com/RVA Sports Network. And, of course, we'll have listen live links on our Twitter feeds as well. And don't forget, if you subscribe to our YouTube channel, you'll never miss another live RVA Sports Network high school broadcast of all high school sports. We don't do just football. We're on the air live all school year long from August to June. And so we hope that you will join us on Tuesday night. If you go to youtube.com/RVA Sports Network, click subscribe. Number one, we don't spam you. Number two, the only time you get notifications from YouTube is when either A, we post a new video from wherever we may be, or two, we begin a live broadcast. So that way, when you click subscribe, you never miss a live broadcast. And our broadcast schedule, of course, always available on the right-hand side of all of our websites, rvasportsnetwork.com, HanoverCountySports.net, ChesterfieldCountySports.net, and HenricoCountySports.net. So Cosby James River Baseball Tuesday night. Wednesday, we'll be heading up to Ashland, as we mentioned earlier. Our buddy Evan Hughes at Patriot Talk Live is going to be broadcasting the softball game between Deep Run and Patrick Henry. If you want to listen into that at Patriot Talk Live, he'll follow him on Twitter at Patriot Talk Live. And, of course, he puts the listen live stream links up right before game time. We're going to be there focusing on the baseball showdown as Patrick Henry, who had a big lead on Louisa on Thursday and let it slip away and lost 8-6. Their two losses so far this year, both have been games where they've had big leads and they've blown it late. So they're going to try to get a signature win and get some confidence back against the Wildcats. And that is a 6 o'clock start on Wednesday. We'll have it for you on Henrico Sports and on Hanover Sports. Thursday night, as of right now, Lord willing, and the rain doesn't get too bad, we're going to take in girls lacrosse as Hanover goes to Patrick Henry. We'll be back up in Ashland to see the Patriots and the Hawks in lacrosse play on Thursday. And we'll be doing that one as a feature for the Hanover Herald Progress newspaper for the following week as well. And then on Friday night, it's rivalry night in Hanover County. I'm going to be at Atlee High School, where Lee Davis will play Atlee in softball as well as in baseball. Taylor Luck on Friday night will be up at Hanover, and he'll be taking in Patrick Henry Hanover softball and Patrick Henry Hanover soccer as well. The baseball teams will not meet on Friday night. Hanover and PH are only playing once this season rather than home and home in the district now that Patrick Henry is with the rest of their county brethren in the capital because of another game that Hanover had scheduled previously. They dropped their home game with the Patriots, so they will not have baseball that night, but they will have top 10 softball, they will have soccer, and Taylor will be there for that. The previous night, Thursday night, Taylor's going to be at the softball doubleheader, the soccer doubleheader with Lee Davis and Atlee. So a whole lot of coverage of Hanover schools on Thursday and Friday night on both Hanover Sports and with our Taylor Luck. Follow him, our reporter, at Taylor RVASN. That's at Taylor RVASN. And then the following week, the week of April 11th, it's softball week on the RVA Sports Network. We'll have three nights of live broadcasts. We'll begin Monday night at number one Atlee when they will host number six Glen Allen. That's Monday, April the 11th. And then the next night will be at Lee Davis when number eight Mills Godwin comes calling against number two Lee Davis. That's Tuesday night the 12th. And then on Thursday night, the 14th, we'll be at Glen Allen. We'll get the sixth-ranked Jaguars twice that week because they're going to host number three Clover Hill. So all three of the top ten, all three of the top three teams in our softball top ten in action live on RVA Sports Network the week of April 11th on Softball Week. And make sure you go to rvasportsnetwork.com or any of our websites. You can see the live broadcast schedule on the right side of the page. We're going to be working early this week with athletic directors across the area to add more live broadcasts to the end of April through May and through the conclusion of the regular season. And when we get new ones scheduled, we'll post them on our websites and we'll send you alerts on Twitter as well. Couple of shout-outs and congratulations as we close this edition of Central Region Now. First of all, to Jamal Newton from Henrico High School, who announced on Friday he has verbally committed to attend and play basketball at the University of Mary Washington up in Fredericksburg. A Division III school, beautiful new facility up there at Mary Washington. I was up there a little over a year ago when they faced Randolph-Macon. And that's just a gorgeous facility. That campus has just transformed itself. I spent a month there back in the summer of 1984 as a part of the governor's school. And it was a great campus then, but it's so different and so much nicer now up at Mary Washington. So Jamal Newton becomes the latest member of the Henrico Warriors basketball team to make his college determination. And up at Hanover, 1,000-point scorer, good player, great player, Alan Dabney. Congratulations, Alan. He has committed to play for Shenandoah. And that means I get to see him for the next 4 years through the ODAC, because, of course, we cover the Randolph-Macon team with the Hanover Herald Progress. So, Alan, congratulations to you for your commitment and also to Jamal for your commitment up to UMW. Really like to see the local players, no matter what level they get to. If they get to go D3, I get to see a lot of them in my travels, and that's a lot of fun to follow their careers. And I'm sure there will be more that are announcing as well. And we keep you posted on that at Twitter. And if you have one, an announcement you're going to make and you've decided on your school, you want to let us know so we can let everybody know, just send us a message on Twitter. Send us a DM if you follow us. We'll be more than happy to do just that. All right, my friends, thanks for being with us on this edition of Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RVA Sports Network. This has all been, of course, for the private, non-commercial use of our audience, as we like to remind you each and every week. Any reuse of the podcast without the express written consent of HCS Media LLC is strictly prohibited. Hope you had a great spring break. Hope you had a chance to rest. For those of you who have been playing a lot of baseball, hope you had a chance to get a little bit of R&R as we get back and get set for the home stretch for colleges. Some of them just as a few as 4 weeks away, and they're going to be wrapping up. High school, my friends, class of 2016, graduation, just two calendar months away. Enjoy every day while it lasts, because it's not going to last much longer. And once you're done with it, you can't go back. You can and ask all of us who've been there and done that. Rob Witham saying thanks so much. We will talk to you on Twitter this week as we get back into action, and we will see you on the sidelines. Don't forget, top 10 polls will be posted at rbasportsnetwork.com. Have a good one, folks. Thanks for being with us.